The Christmas season is filled with a number of potent images, really potent images, such as the Madonna and child, Mary holding the baby Jesus, the images of the stable with the shepherds and the animals gathered there, the angels, and the star itself. There's two things I want to touch on in this homily. The first is just a point of meditation and contemplation of an image of the Epiphany, and then a very practical point as well. First, to just take a picture in your mind of the image that we hear about in the Gospel this morning. You can close your eyes if you like. But it's the image that we hear of the Magi entering the house where they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. It's the image of these Magi who are carrying with them these costly gifts and are wearing these incredible robes, and they've come and they've traveled all this distance. And upon entering the house, when they set their eyes upon this little infant, they lay down in the dirt. They prostrate themselves. What does that look like? They prostrate themselves and they worship this little baby. They adore him. And then look deeper. Not just the image of, okay, these three men laying down before this small little baby, worshiping and adoring, but look deeper and what does that adoration and that worship look like within their hearts, within their minds? I could give you a definition of, you know, what worship is, or make the distinctions of how the highest worship is only meant for God and everything divided from there. I could explain how each one of us, the human person, we were created specifically for the purpose of worshiping God. It's hardwired within us. Yet how we worship idols and false gods even still and very much so today, my life and in yours, how it's still everywhere. But I'm not put that stuff aside, and what I'm interested in and what I want you to try and take the picture of in your mind is what does that worship and what does that adoration of God in the form of this small little child look like within the hearts and within the minds of these Magi upon first encountering him? All of creation, all of it, from the greatest star to the smallest little atom, it all points to God. And these Magi, they were the scientists of the age. They were astrologists. They studied the stars and all these things of creation. And in the light of their reason, what did it lead them? It led them, following it humbly, it led them to God. It's what all of creation is pointing toward. And it led them to the doorstep of faith. In the light of faith and revelation, that leads us to Jesus, but not just to him, to the worship and adoration of him. It's what everything in the Christmas season is meant to lead us to. To the deeper worship of God in the child Jesus and the adoration of him. And this itself, this is the highest human activity that's possible for us. And it's also a foretaste of what heaven is. On entering the house, They saw the child with his mother Mary. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. With that picture in your mind, the second point is just a very practical one. At the beginning of the year, which is when this Feast of Epiphany always falls, traditionally at the 12th day of Christmas, there's a blessing of the homes, which is an ancient tradition which in America has sort of fallen away. Still they do it in Europe, that the head of the household on the Feast of Epiphany, that at the doorway, the main entrance of the home, there's a prayer of blessing. And it's a prayer of blessing and protection for their home and for their family in that year. And the head of the household is the one who does this. Why? Because you who are the heads of your household, fathers, others who are the head of their household, you have a spiritual authority. And what this blessing does is it's you calling upon God's grace in this new year and upon the intercession of these three wise men who worship and adore Christ today to bring his blessing down upon your home. So in this month's bulletin on the backside, you'll see captured just one of the images, one of these Christmas images of the Magi in adoration and worship of Jesus. It's one of the most ancient images we have. It goes back to the 5th century. And it's a mosaic that's in the Basilica in Rome of St. Mary Major. But within it, there's even a little instruction sheet which has the prayer that was used to bless the church this morning as well. And everything explained within it as well. And so what I'll ask, and they ask to have chalk or something, whether it's blessed or not is not the important thing. But to have chalk or to something to write with on the door of your church, and it's the two letters of the first beginning of the year, 20, CMB, standing for the names of each of the wise men, Caspar, Melchor, and Balthazar, as well as the Latin phrase Christus Mansionem Benedicat, which means, may Christ bless this house. And so, on this feast day of Epiphany, we turn our hearts and our minds to Jesus in the manger, and we worship him there. We adore him, and we ask him to come into your own homes, to be present there, and to be its protection and its joy.